ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, April 23rd, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, with you for the next 2 hours. And I've got a real special guest coming up today after the break, a little bit after the break. I've got a couple of announcements to make first. I want to talk about this truck out. For the last 3+ weeks, we've been putting the word out every day on the truck out and, advising, telling people what's going on, trying to get all the truckers to come down and do a slow roll around the Capitol buildings, whether it be in Austin, whether it be throughout the other capitals in the rest of the country. And I have to tell you, I'm not sure. I don't know what's going on in the rest of the country. There may be updates coming in from Wanda Piety and Frosty Wooldridge at some point in time during my broadcast. I don't know, but the lines are open for them. I will tell you that John and Sandra and Christine and myself went down to a truck stop yesterday in the rain, and we passed out flyers in the afternoon. John and Sandra did that the week before because they walk the walk and they talk the talk. Now, I was impressed by one individual. We went down there, and as I was passing out flyers in the restaurant, I went to hand a flyer to a trucker who said, "Oh, I've already got one of these, and I've also got a DVD that some guy out in the parking lot had passed out, of which I didn't know he was even there." The DVD, by surprise, was a DVD that was put out by Lindsay Williams, that this gentleman had listened to my show, bought the DVDs, took the initiative to burn several copies of it, and was out at the truck stops passing them out. Now, I want to commend Mr. and Mrs. Jim Robinson for what they did, because it was in the rain. It was something that they could have been doing something else that day. They could have been watching TV. They could have been bowling. They could have been doing a number of different things. But being the dedicated American patriots that they were out doing what needed to be done. So I commend you, Jim, and I commend your wife. And if it ever comes time that we're in a foxhole, I want to know which one it is, because I'll be right there with you, my friend. On another note, I would ask, the report that I've gotten from Austin's courthouse is not very positive. I've heard that there's all of 5 people down there. One of my listeners, Bobby, went down there with a video cam to record what is going on, and the report was there's nothing going on. John and Sandra are down there as we speak with a banner. And the last report I had, there was all of 5 people there. And I would, if you folks want to continue to live in the U.S. of A. and have sovereignty and not go into the North American Union, you need to get up off your duffs, go down there and support these people, because they're out doing it for you. That's all I have to say about that, except for the fact that if I saw my numbers go down because I knew that everybody was going down there to support John and Sandra, I'd be giving you an ending ovation. I'm not real happy about it. Now, I don't know what's going on in the rest of the country. I have one report, I'm sure where it came from, that there was a slow roll going on in some state. I don't know. I wasn't informed of that. And the police were handing out tickets to truckers that were participating. Isn't that wonderful? Well, enough of that. As I say, there may be reports coming as the show goes on. I'm going to a break. I'm going to make another announcement. I'm going to go to my special guest, who you definitely want to hear. Don't miss. Stick with me. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. RepublicBroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave, CN3. Because I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I made the announcement about the truckers. I got one more quick announcement to make. It's the same announcement I always make for those of you who have not seen Freedom to Fascism. I told you I had put the little effort on hold of giving out the free DVDs. But one of my listeners, another active patriot, and I commend him, Bobby, has burned about 100 to 150 copies, and he's given a website of which you can all go in and access, and all you have to do is ask, and Bobby will send you out a copy of Freedom to Fascism. And I'm going to give you this web address, and you can send in for a free copy as long as you promise me that you're going to share it with somebody, and there's a reason why. We're going to get into that reason today because my special guest coming up is none other than the juror, one of the jurors on the White Harrell case that was in the movie Freedom to Fascism, and we're going to talk to her today. Anyway, that website is freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. All you have to do is send an email to Bobby, and Bobby will put a DVD in the mail, watch it, bone up on it, and then share it with your friends. And there's a reason why, okay? The reason, and I've said this many times on the air, is that even if you do nothing more than educate yourself as to what our government is doing to us regarding the lie that they portray on income tax, if you educate yourself and you're ever called to jury duty on a tax trial, you can then vote not guilty. Now, the guest I have coming up, as the people that have seen Freedom to Fascism, this is one of those jurors that was interviewed in Freedom to Fascism, and she did just that. Not because she listened to my show, not because she had been informed because something in her gut told her during this trial that something wasn't right. And for all of you new listeners out there, I want you to pay close attention. And for all of my listeners that have seen the movie, okay, I want you to listen to the testimony of this courageous woman that had the guts and the fortitude to stand up for what is right. And without any further ado, I want to welcome Marcy Brooks to American Awakening. Marcy, are you with me?
I am, Michael.
How are you?
Just fine.
Good. How's the weather there?
Oh, it's beautiful right now.
Oh, that's too bad. It's not... Sorry to hear that. No, it's a little cloudy in Round Rock, Texas.
Well, it's trying to work up a storm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, my family lives there, and I know that the weather's a bit iffy back in that part of the country.
Yeah, from moment to moment, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, you know, a lot of my listeners, and I've spoken with you off the air, and a lot of my listeners have watched Freedom to Fascism. I have a lot of them that burn copies and they pass it out. I have a lot of new listeners that are a bit skeptical, and they're not real sure what's going on. And as you just heard, what I portray to everyone when I send out a free copy of this video is that if you're ever called to jury duty, once you have seen this movie, I think you'll know to vote not guilty on any tax-related crime.
Absolutely.
And you are a prime example of that. You were not privy enough to be able to see the movie before you went to the Whitey Harrell trial, being called as a juror. Your gut just told you that there was something wrong. And what I'd like for you to do is to take us through this, Marcy, and tell us about that trial and not only what happened, but how it affected you, how it affected Whitey, the defendant.
Okay. Well, first off, I have to say, for those that haven't heard me speak before in this format, that I always feel terribly humbled to be here. To me, I wasn't doing anything unusual except thinking, and I'm coming to the conclusion that's a rare thing. But for me, I was just simply doing my civic duty. And in all honesty and fairness, when I first saw Whitey Harrell, I knew that the charges against him, I was assuming that he was guilty because everybody knows you have to pay taxes.
Mm-hmm. And repeat for the listeners what the charges were, Marcy.
The charges were, and am I allowed to use?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Because I turned you up and that's making me feel loud. Okay. Anyway, his charges were four counts of filing Illinois income tax.
Okay.
And that was kind of a ringer file in the fact that in Illinois it is a law to file your income taxes, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But at first, my thought was, well, he did file or he didn't. I don't know what we could possibly decide. But as we went into the trial, quickly started becoming clear that there was more to it. And this was before we even heard the defense. And the reason I say that is because the prosecutor, or the prosecution, I should say, had a terrible week. Hey, that became obvious to me early in the trial, and their first six witnesses, at least, were all testifying. Mr. Harrell in Illinois was over 65 and was married.
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a crime in itself.
You know, and I was going, so what was this? You know, and I finally... took the initiative and thought later that this is pretty rare, that the judge had told us, you know, that we had the right to the court if we had any questions. And so I was getting a little, frankly, bored with all of their testimony. And so I said, would you remind us exactly what are we trying him for? You know, I guess I need to kind of move the trial on. And he said, well, you know, guilty of not filing for 4 years of his income taxes in Illinois.
Okay, stop you. Were they? And was the judge annoyed that you actually asked him that question?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And this is something, you know, I thought, if anyone ever dared me on another tree, don't tell me I have rights, because I will use them. You know, he told me that I had the right to ask questions, so I did. But he obviously was not expecting that, because he was a little perturbed, raised my hand, and then when I made it clear, I understood it's my right. Well, then he's down, and went ahead and let me ask my question and answer me.
Okay. So we've got six witnesses that the prosecution called. All six have said nothing more than Whitey Harold was over 65 when he was married.
In Illinois.
Now, who were these witnesses? I mean, were they members of the government? Were they members
of
the community?
No, just people that he either worked with or, you know, people in a town where he lived. And,
okay.
You know, yeah, they weren't government people. They were just people that he had dealt with either through work or community life.
Is this all of the witnesses that the prosecution had?
Well, until they brought on Agent Craner.
Oh, I see. Well, let's go into... go ahead, because I don't want to get you ahead of yourself.
No. That's
right.
Okay.
Agent Craner, let me write that down.
I'm trying to build the whole atmosphere for people who have heard it before. And for people who have heard the movie, there's a lot of these little things that I think make it a much more interesting story. You know, but according to the movie, it was just Agent Craner and White's defense, but there were all these little things going on that just were adding up to not make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So anyway, so after I asked my question, then I guess they thought, well, we better move on. So then they brought up Agent Craner. Agent Craner had been investigating Mr. Harrell for 3 years, and he was very soft-spoken. He wasn't very articulate, which I guess I assumed a person in that position would be. And they were asking him questions about when he met with them, how often he met with him, and he couldn't seem to remember anything. Well, I'm not sure about that. Well, I think maybe three times, maybe, you know. And he had no documentation with him. And he looked at us, and he told us that he never wrote anything down. Which, wouldn't you think that is odd for an investigator not to write anything down?
Well, yes, unless he had a photographic memory, which evidently this guy didn't, so go ahead.
Yeah, and so so I just thought, this guy is an idiot. I mean, is this our, you know, what we're dealing with here, is this typical? And so finally, the defense came up, and they asked him, they said, did Mr. Harrell address you concerning several issues, you know, about filing and whether the legality of income tax, et cetera? Well, I think so. Did he ask you several questions pertaining to this issue? Well, yeah, I believe so. But I didn't write anything down. And he said, did you promise Mr. Harrell that you would get back to him? Yes.
Okay, let's take a break.
Let me.
Yeah, you've got the drill down. All right, we're going to go to a break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Marcy Brooks, one of the jurors from Freedom to Fascism. We'll return in 3 minutes. Stick with me. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. See you in three.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at StovesandMoreOnline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I've got a short segment coming up here, and before I go back to my guest, Marcy Brooks, I want to make an announcement. There was a caller call in that said that I needed to talk about the truck out. I have been advised that if Wanda Piety or if Frosty Wooldridge calls in to give us updates on the truck out, then we would take a break and we'll talk about that. But until such time, to let all of the listeners know, I know nothing of what's going on anywhere in the country until I get those reports. So until that time, we're going to continue to talk about the tax situation and the jury trial of Whitey Harrell. Short segment this time, got about 4 minutes. Go ahead, Marcy, continue.
Okay. Okay. So
Agent Craner.
Had told us that he didn't write anything down. Well, then, okay, and for all of you that are contemplating not paying your taxes or not filing, you need to pay attention to this. Whitey Harrell was brilliant in this because he taped every interview that he had with Agent Craner.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was able to bring a video into the courtroom showing one of his interviews with Agent Craner, and Agent Craner is writing everything down. And he just got through telling us that he didn't write anything down. Well, to me, I thought that was perjury.
Sounds like it.
And yet nothing was said. Nothing. You know, I thought the guy's entire testimony should have been wiped out. But nothing was said. And I thought, oh, this is bizarre.
Well, tell me, Marcy, I'm sorry to interrupt, but are you the only juror that caught that?
No. No, I don't think so. I think once we got into deliberation and we were able to talk, that a few others brought, you know, made mention of it, too.
Okay, so it was glossed over by the prosecution and by the judge.
Right.
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Right. And so, anyway, so after that, then Agent Craner got off, and they kind of went back and forth. I don't really remember much in between there. The trial was only between Wednesday afternoon and Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Friday morning, they put Whitey Harrell on the stand. And he was absolutely brilliant. He gave a tremendous discourse on the illegality of the income tax. He gave us constitutional evidence about how it was forbidden by our founding forefathers to tax an individual's income, and that there were plenty of other taxes that pay all of our bills, and the idea that by filing and fining, you know, that you would be breaking your Fifth Amendment. And I mean, he just he went on and on. He talked about voluntary compliance, but it was brilliantly worked out. It was logical. It was just a wonderful presentation, and it educated all of us in ways that we never dreamed. But the final point came when he looked right at the prosecutor, and he said, listen, I don't mind filing my taxes if you will show me the law that requires me to do it. And that was the climax. I mean, that was what we'd been building up to for 3 days. And we all sat on the edge of our seats, you know, okay, this is it. And they didn't even answer his question. They didn't even acknowledge his question. They passed right over it and started slandering his character.
And we're talking about the prosecutor, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, the prosecutor started asking him if he believed in Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. Or, you know, they totally went by his question and just started slandering his character. Well, I've always been taught that if you have to resort to slander, that means you don't have much to stand on.
Right.
And I was definitely not happy at that point. And the judge could tell. And I'm sure it was, other jurors were questioning and confused at this point. And so the judge looked at us and he said, I will instruct the jury according to the law. And I thought, well, the judge is going, okay, the prosecutor failed, but don't worry, I'll take care of it. Well, that's not what he had in mind. Because when we got into deliberation,
okay,
the first thing we looked for was the law, and it was not there.
Okay. Marcy, I want you to hold that thought
Sure. Just
for a minute, okay, because I'm going to make another announcement here. I've had yet another caller call in that say it's important to talk about the truckers. And I have this to say to that caller and all who are listening out there. I cannot get any reports from anybody until I have a call from Wanda Piety, Frosty Wooldridge, or from John Statmiller. The only thing I can say is the last call that I had, and this is for the Austin area, that John and Sandra Statmiller are standing out front with a banner, and there's all of 5 people there and no trucks. That's all I have for you at this point in time. I can't go any further with it, folks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Continue.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. I'll see you in 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog with the American Awakening long segment coming up here. I want to make another quick announcement before I go back to my guest. The callers that are calling in asking are for me to talk about the truck out, the only thing I can say is if you want to know what's going on, I would suggest, like we have done, get in your car and drive down there and see. That's what we did. Okay? I can't do that right now. I'm on the air. And nobody's calling me, giving me reports, so I cannot convey them to you. But I would suggest, like some patriots have done, is get in the car and go down there and support John and Sandra while they're down there standing out, I think it's intermittent rain, with a banner. Sorry, Marcy. Let's go back. Right now, I want to tell people.
I'm terribly curious now.
Well, there's a truck out going on because of the North American Union. George Bush has signed a bill that is going to allow 100 Mexican trucking companies to come over our borders and drive on our roadways and not have to go through the weigh scales and not have to submit to the same type of scrutiny that the American truckers have to do. And we've been promoting this for over 3 weeks to try to get truckers to go on a slow roll around all of the state and federal capital buildings. And we're trying to get people to come out there and support us. And we have been out to the truck stops passing out flyers, trying to educate truckers all across this country. This is happening. And these callers are calling in saying, tell us about it. And I can't tell them anything about it unless I get a report. The only thing I could say is we've been down there. If you really want to know, get in your car and drive down there and take a look. You know, that's what we did.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm sorry. Go back to your story. Go ahead. All right.
Okay. Well, this is when things get really interesting because the jurors are finally able to get together and talk about what we've been seeing the last 3 days. And as I said, the first thing that we looked for was the law. Now, of course, in Illinois, it was a law that he had to file taxes. But as I read through that, and I read it several times, because I thought, okay, Mr. Harrell is addressing something here that we're missing. And finally I got it, that the Illinois law is phrased, if anyone is 65 living, you know, and if you are required to file a federal income tax, then you are required to file in Illinois tax.
Right, it's piggybacked on the federal filing requirements.
And so algebra and logic has been a strong point of mine for years. And anytime you see an if, then, the then is contingent upon the if.
Right.
And I said, wait, you know, if it is true that there is no federal law, then that nullifies the state law.
Now, are you the only one that caught that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yes.
And how much convincing did you have to do with the rest of the jurors?
Well, I think they saw it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't catch it, you know, until then. And so we were discussing, one of the discussions that we had was, you know, well, why don't they just give us the law then? And, you know, and some people were saying, well, he's going to be getting by with it. And I went, well, if it's just his rights, he's not going to be getting by with anything. And then we got into moral issues, and, you know, everybody knows you have to pay taxes, and what would the government do? And, of course, now I know, you know, there are answers to all those questions, but we knew nothing.
Right. At the time, you didn't know anything about it.
Right.
And before I continue, I want to ask a personal question of yours. Since this has happened, and since you realize, you know, what the result was of this, have you gone down the rabbit hole any further to find out what's really going on?
Not much. I keep getting drugged down the rabbit hole.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer.
This is the sixth radio talk show I've done in 2 months.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well,
so
you're rapidly becoming a celebrity, you know, like it or not. You know, some people are just thrust in the spotlight, whether they like to or not.
Yeah. And that seems to be where I am. But when Aaron and I did the interview, he said, Marcy, have you thought of going into politics? And I said, no. And I said, for two reasons. One is it wouldn't take long for him to dig up the dirt. You know? I said, but the second is that I have a call in my life that requires all my extra time.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I work a day job in order to pay for my life, and then I have family and friends to love. I play for two different churches, and I'm developing a business based on my call, which is to empower people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time to chase after every issue that comes along. And as difficult as it was this year, I mean, I have to admit that when it came time to file in my 1040, I wanted to just say, I don't think so. But I'm not ready to put everything that I believe in and everything that I do right now on the line.
Well, I'm going to insert something there. I want to insert something there. And there are people out there that file, and there are people out there that don't file. And
mm-hmm.
I used to be of the mindset that if you believe the certain position, then if you don't file, you're a hypocrite. Or if you still file, you're a hypocrite.
Right.
And I do not have that opinion anymore, because people have to pick and choose their battles. There are people
mm-hmm.
there are people that firmly and fervently believe that there is no law requiring to file, but they file anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay with me now. It never used to be, but it is now. Because again, you have to pick your battle, and it depends on what level of society you're in, what your professional status is. I mean, that's a big decision to make.
Well, and but it's kind of like when I was homeschooling. You know, I homeschooled for 7 years,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's going, you just can't do that. And thankfully, we were in a state where it wasn't against the law. Actually, Illinois was homeschool friendly. But I always said, you know, if you're going to do something like this, it has to be a conviction.
Right.
And so, you know, when I talk to people and I hear stories about people that have chosen not to file, but then they get angry because they're suffering repercussions of that, I want to say, well, did you not think that there would be any? You know, was that not something you considered when you took the step?
Well,
you know, anytime you take that doesn't say that the repercussions are right. I'm just saying, don't be surprised.
No, and as deep as I've gone down that trail, there reaches a point of no return.
Right.
And I can profess from my own experience that you go down to the road so far, you make that decision, and even if you try to turn around,
they won't let you.
Right.
So with that, let's go back, okay?
Okay.
We're getting off track a little bit. Let's go back.
well, it always comes up, so it's okay.
No, that's okay. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I can sit and have a conversation with you for you know, the next 6 hours on anything you want. But I want to get this out here.
Yes.
Okay, we were in the deliberations, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And,
and we're upset because, we've reached the point where we've decided that we're going to ask the judge for the number of the law.
Okay.
And, you know... And so, again, I stepped out and used our rights, which we were told that we could communicate with the court. And so we wrote a note to the judge requesting the number of the statute that gave the federal law.
Mm-hmm.
And the bailiff nearly flipped out. He said, "You want to do what?"
The bailiff flipped out because he didn't want to give that note to the judge.
Well, I said, "We do have the right to communicate with the court." And he said, "Well, yeah, but I've never had anybody do it."
He's never had anybody communicate with the court?
Uh-uh.
He's never had to give a note to the judge and watch the look on the judge's face? Go ahead.
You know, and I was going, what is this? I mean... I ask a question in court that I have the right to do, and the judge is totally shocked that I would do that. And then when I write a note to the judge, the bailiff is acting like you're crazy. People don't do that, you know?
You know, it brings up here we go off the subject a little bit again, but I read part of an article the other day. The Wizard of Oz was actually written regarding the banking cartel, okay, and it was basically in kind of a way of telling people about, you know, what was happening to their country.
Oh, wow.
And the part about if I only had a brain,
uh-huh.
Okay,
uh-huh.
That reminded me of that because the judge must have been looking at the bailiff thinking, oh, my God, there's one in there that has a brain.
Yeah. And listen, Michael, I do not know how I made it on that jury. I mean, it was a God thing. And I made sure Whitey knew it, that when they were questioning us, you know, to select a jury,
mm-hmm.
they asked me if I knew what civil disobedience was. And I said, yes, I'm aware of what it is. And he said, have you ever felt compelled to practice it? And I said, no, I've never done that. And as he walked away, I said, but I always did think it would be fun to be part of the Boston Tea Party.
and you still were able to stay on the jury after.
Yeah. I said, God must have just closed his ears or something, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say. All right,
anyway,
so anyway, the bailiff hands the judge this thing.
Yes,
all right,
and so we're, you know, we're just kind of talking and waiting, and 10 minutes later we get a note back, and basically it said, you have everything you need. You need to bring back a verdict.
You have everything you need, and you didn't have the law.
Mm-mm.
So the only thing, I mean, he's assuming that the one that did have a brain was going to be outsourced by the 11 that didn't.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
And it would have worked if I had not been there. I mean, as much as I appreciate all the other jurors, I'm sure that if I had not been there, the majority would have gone out at that point.
So,
you know, because we had several that were saying, well, if the judge said it, then it's the law. And I went, no, it's not a law unless it's written down.
So you were able, by your presence there and your logic and your mathematical mind, to convince these 11 other people that since there is no law and since it isn't written down, he had they had to come back with a not guilty, as opposed to a hung jury, because,
right.
Yeah, I mean, you had to convince
everybody
else.
It would have been a hung jury, which the judge told us that wasn't going to be permissible. So, in other words, they were going to have to stay in there until they made a decision.
And that's another form of control.
Yes, absolutely.
Because the judge evidently knows that if he says that, then if there's one or two holdouts,
mm-hmm.
At some point in time they're going to cave
in
just because they want to go home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And we did have the actual foreman. I was not the foreperson. I was just a loudmouth.
So you were just a pain in his hind end.
Yes.
Okay.
But the actual foreperson, somebody asked me on one of the calls, why did he relinquish the floor to you? And I said, you know, that is really interesting because he knew me. I taught his daughter piano lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had had a lot of conversations. So I think he just knew me well enough to just let me have it, you know. I mean, I didn't think about it that way, but at that point, when this one woman said, but if the judge says it, it has to be the law, his first name is Louis, I can't remember his last name right now, but anyway, he was originally from Romania, and he said, you know, in my old country, we couldn't challenge the law, but in this country, we can.
At least at the moment, we can. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. At that moment, we could.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, so then we started, okay, then let's go on here. So then we started talking about voluntary compliance. And we're going, okay, where is the evidence that Mr. Harrell had about voluntary compliance? Because he had all this cool documentation. And we started looking through it, and it wasn't there.
There was nothing. You're saying you're looking through the documentation that Whitey Harrell had?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead.
And it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you saying that he had that information in his documentation and somebody had removed it before you got it?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
And so then we said, well, we can watch the video. It was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Or he mentioned it on the video.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked for a VCR. Oh, no, the tape isn't available to you.
Why? This is getting more interesting by the minute. So,
uh-huh.
Yes, so what we have is we have basically a conspiracy that you saw everything you were going to see in the court. The only question I have about the whole thing, and I've followed a number of trials, Marcy. Mm-hmm. I followed Larkin Rose.
Mm-hmm.
I followed Dixon Cannon. I followed Irwin Schiff,
mm-hmm.
All of whom, as I'm sure you know, were convicted.
Right.
And these people were not even able to present
right.
a lot of their evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I'm afraid that our case probably hurt them. And the reason I say that is because I think the reason that we got as far as we did, or that the defendant got as far as he did, is because the court was so arrogant. It never, ever occurred to them that we would let him go.
So,
and I think that after that, and the word got it out, you know, that we found out there was no law, then that's when probably some of the court cases started saying, well, we can't let that become an issue.
Yeah, that's interesting because in this particular trial, from asking to see the particular evidence that Whitey Harrell had, somebody had gone through it in between the time you asked for it and the time you got it, and they had taken out certain particulars. And now, since they lost that case, okay, from that point on, i.e. Larkin Rose, Irwin Schiff, and so
mm-hmm.
forth,
mm-hmm.
they learned not even to allow the evidence in to begin with.
Right, because once
yes.
we knew, you know, kind of like in The Matrix,
mm-hmm.
once you have the red pill.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Once put those glasses on, that's it.
Yeah, and yeah. once we had that knowledge, then we wanted to see it. We wanted proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted to investigate it. But they were smart enough to realize they needed to take it out. They didn't count on us remembering. And so then we wrote a second note to the judge. And we asked for the evidence. We wanted all the evidence that the defense had brought in. We waited 20 minutes. And we got a note back basically saying your request has been denied.
They would give you nothing.
No.
Well, you know, it would seem to an intelligent thinking individual, Marcy,
mm-hmm.
that at that point in time, they would have had to have known that their case
mm-hmm.
was in jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
I would think.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they were.
Unless, of course, you're right in the assumption that they were so arrogant they didn't even think that through.
Right.
Let's take a break, okay? Sorry. we'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. Stick with me. My guest is Marcy Brooks. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
I would if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here. I have my special guest, Marcy Brooks, on the line, and she was the juror in the Whitey Harrell case that you saw on Freedom to Fascism. Okay, Marcy, getting back to where we were. So let's go ahead. Where were we here?
Okay, well, we are to the point where we have received the note back from the judge telling us that our request for all the evidence brought in by the defense was denied.
Mm-hmm.
And we had two people at that point. Oh, wait a minute. I have to back up, because for those that haven't seen the movie, the one part where we were talking about voluntary compliance.
Right.
And the one juror sits back and says, "You mean we don't have to pay taxes?"
And tell me, what kind of a look did he have on his face at that point?
He rolled his eyes. He rolls his eyes and like, no. "You mean we don't have to pay taxes?" And all of a sudden, we became aware that this case was going to be phenomenal. I mean, you know, you go into court, this is a little county in Illinois, you just think it's going to be something of minimum effect, you know, and it's not going to be any big deal. And
right.
All of a sudden, you have just discovered that there's no law for a federal income tax, and of course, in many of our minds, we thought that having a court case discover this and be based on this would have legal ramifications all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
Needless to say, our little county case didn't have that big of a impact. But
what happens is when a case is well, in this case, won, or you know, from the prosecution standpoint, mm-hmm. lost, they don't publicize it; they cover it up.
Right.
On a state and federal level, they do not want the word to get out, which shows you. And I want to take just a minute for my new listeners, the people
okay.
that are skeptical and the people that, you know, have told me, you know, they talk about me behind my back. I have people that want to listen to me, and I'll tell them to go do the research on it. They say, no, I don't want to do any research. I just want to listen to you. So when they get through listening to me, they can turn to their friends and laugh at me behind my back.
Yeah.
Okay. And I say that to say that, you know, it shows the public at large how dumbed down and propagandized they really are.
Yep.
Because
Absolutely.
The facts are that there is no law that requires one to pay an income tax
Absolutely.
On their income. On, you know, very small percentages in certain activities they do.
In fact, the Constitution forbids it.
Right, right. And so, you know, they look at me like I'm crazy when I, you know, I shout to the winds that there is no law, yet, and they, you know, they act like I wear a tinfoil hat. And the
right.
bottom line is that the only reason that this word isn't out is because the mainstream media covers up, and because when these cases are lost, Vernis Kuglin and a number of the others that were in the movie, they don't let anybody know.
Right.
Right. Okay,
right.
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. So anyway, so then we got the note, and there were two people that were still holding out. I mean, they were just going, but we have a moral obligation. And I said, we aren't talking about morals. We're talking about the law. I said, and if you were in court for any reason, if you were arrested and going to be sent to prison, wouldn't you want to know it was based on a law?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, yeah. And then I said, okay. Now, the judge said, basically, if he's not guilty, then he's not guilty.
Okay.
We have to give a judgment either way.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Coming up to the top of the hour, we're going to have a couple-minute break here. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Marcy Brooks, the juror on the Whitey Herald case that you saw in Freedom to Fascism. We'll be back in 3. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 1280 Shortwave. Stick with me.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth.